Thanks for listening to FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM. This is the Federal Drive with Tom Temin. I'm Jared Serbu filling in. The White House and the pyramids might stand for hundreds or thousands of years, but most buildings outlive their usefulness and get torn down. That's about to happen to five buildings on the Walter Reed Bethesda campus. Army Colonel Anthony Metter is the Assistant Chief of Staff at Walter Reed. He talked with Federal News Radio's Tom Temin about where and when the wrecking ball will hit.
We've got a lot of great things that are about to take place, and some of which have already begun here on the campus to prepare us for the next few years of construction here at Walter Reed. But currently what's going on, we are setting the conditions for what will be a pretty substantial rebuild of close to a third of the existing hospital. We are currently working on an infrastructure tunnel, which will help with both enhanced communications and other electrical needs of a new facility. And we're also getting ready to put in a new temporary facility, which will begin or at least be in place at least by December of this year. And this temporary facility will help us in that when we demolish, again, almost a third of the facility, we have in place already the great capabilities that we bring to our patients and families. So we've got a lot of great new things that are going to take place over the next few years.
And before we get into the details, I have to ask the question, will it affect the traffic on Rockville Pike?
Currently, we don't foresee that. Now, when the construction begins, we're really working with our Navy base counterparts to allow ease of access to the base. This also includes not only for family members and patients, but for those construction agencies who will be on the base. It's a very important thing to keep in mind because we do acknowledge that where we exist, it's a busy area, and we do take into account any aspects of our construction, what impact it may or may not have with the local area.
And what is the principal reason driving this reconstruction, this tear down and rebuild?
Well, what we have now, as you know, the facility, which was designed originally by FDR, he actually penciled the design of the facility on a napkin, which we have here at the facility. But we have somewhat in other areas a bit of an aging infrastructure that in order to bring in the newest techniques, innovations, It's easier and more appropriate for our patients to do that with a brand new facility where any of our buildings that are currently under the Federal Registry, you know, of course, are not touched, and we don't want to do that. But areas in the vicinity, we've taken into account not only age, but what we can do better for our patients and families to you know, demolish and rebuild in place and enhance some of those capabilities.
It seems like hospitals have a more definitive life cycle than, say, other types of buildings.
You're absolutely right. We look at recapitalization. Depending on which medical health systems you're in, recapitalization happens anywhere from 4 to 6 years. And what the facilities we're looking at replacing were built anywhere between 1945 and 1960.
And looking at the structures, the tower that's so familiar on Rockville Pike, that you're going to leave.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the tower belongs under the Federal Registry of Historical Places, and it is the heart and the picture. Anytime you think of Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, the tower comes to mind, and no, that will absolutely stay in place.
So this is all going to take place in the zone directly behind that, I guess.
That's
still
correct.
Up close front, but not the tower itself.
Absolutely.
Does the Army Corps of Engineers do the construction?
It will be a lot of shared construction agencies that will be here on the base. Our Navy Facilities Command will be in charge of advising, pursuing various contractors to come on and actually do the construction. That may involve some Army Corps of Engineers agencies. At this point in time, cannot tell right exactly which agencies will be coming on, but they will certainly be a part of the process.
We're speaking with Army Colonel Anthony Metter, Assistant Chief of Staff at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in Bethesda. What's your timeline for all of this?
Well, we've currently begun construction phases already. Some of our staff and our patients have seen it already, where we're putting in an infrastructure tunnel. We expect this tunnel to be completed late spring of this year. Towards the end of this year, 2017, we anticipate our temporary facilities to be somewhat in place. At least they'll be erected, and we'll be going through some final stages of, you know, our IT infrastructure, making sure they're ready for patients and staff members. But we expect, you know, in between 2020 and 2022, really to see some of the aspects of demolition and, of course, rebuild.
And what are some of the new capabilities in a hospital, especially for active duty members of the military, that are required in this day and age?
Absolutely. We're very excited about that. We've got a lot of great aspects coming into our facility, enhanced, we're excited about a new women's health center. We will have a new Wounded Warrior Medical Home. We're also looking forward to some enhanced, up-to-date, family-centered medical and surgical inpatient bedrooms. Just to name a couple more, a new comprehensive eye exam and vision center, and also an enhanced pain block center for pain control.
When this is all done, what kind of capacity difference will there be? That is to say, will the temporary facility go away at that point?
It will. And what you currently see today is one of our parking lots, and we're going to take that parking lot and use it for the temporary facilities. And we're able to expand or relocate some of the parking here on the base. You might have also noticed a new parking garage being erected here on the base, which we expect to open late April, maybe early May of this year, which will help also with some of our parking on the base.
It's the shape of a baseball diamond.
Oh, does it look from overhead?
Yeah, from the map anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I see you do have a baseball field, looks like one, way
right
out near Perimeter Road.
Right.
All right. I guess people know that this has been here for so many years and that it did merge with what was in Silver Spring earlier. But give us a sense of the capacity. How many people are being cared for at a given time at the Bethesda Center?
Yeah, we have a great expanse. We treat a good number of service members. And what I'd like to point out is we treat all services. Because when Walter Reed Army and National Navy Bethesda combined, we became the Department of Defense's leading joint facility. But currently, we treat over 1 million, or at least we have over 1 million patient encounters each year. And what we are truly gaining with this new facility are up-to-date, enhanced medical facilities, with whether it's an outpatient clinic or inpatient rooms.
And what are the criteria by which a given member of the military is assigned to a given medical center? Because there are others around the world besides Walter Reed.
Absolutely. I'll tell you a couple where we have a lot of capabilities here, because Walter Reed remains the Department of Defense's only transplant-capable center. So that, of course, attracts various members of our military and beneficiaries to come to Walter Reed. Additionally, it is our rehabilitative center for all of our wounded warriors coming from all services from around the world, come here for, again, all their rehabilitative care post-surgical. We do have a world-renowned Mirtha Cancer Center here as well.
And during this construction phase, when there's a temporary hospital, where will the president go for his annual checkup?
Yeah, we anticipate and we see no change at all with where the president will come for his treatment.